Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Or like, I like watching other people. So like when I first brought it up to the guy I was dating at the time, I was like, dude, like, I don't want to bang other people. Like, we don't want to switch or whatever. Can we just go and watch? And it was dope. And then we would like bang and there's people watching. It's fucking awesome. And it's
so
like,
you're just banging in an area and then there's like people like drinking like cocktails.
Yeah, how does it work? Walk us through what a swinger party.
Guy dipping chicken nuggets into fucking sauce? Welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You, a podcast that is brought to you by the lovely people at Castbox.
Where are the lovely people?
Oh, yeah, it's just us.
It's just us.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get a nice plug in for the lovely, lovely people at Castbox.
And Studio 71.
Castbox, now that's a company.
All right, cool. And also your co-host and wife.
Nikki Limo Green.
Thank you. And we're joined today by our very special guest. She is a streamer. She is a gamer. She is a model.
But she's not a titty streamer. That's what I found out yesterday.
Not a titty streamer. But she does have titties, so don't get it twisted.
Yeah, it's there. It's there.
But I didn't know because I thought you were calling yourself a titty streamer. And so we were on JK News together and I was like, now Gina, as a titty streamer. And you're like, no, I was saying that I'm not a titty streamer. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I have no idea.
It would make sense, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Totally makes sense, it fits your brand to say such a thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And as a self-proclaimed ABG,
what's that?
I just learned this term.
It was on. I just realized we totally skipped the part. I'm Gina Darling, by the way.
No.
Have a new name.
This girl needs no name.
Okay, thank you.
She needs no introduction.
She needs to be objectified.
There you go.
Spend your money on her.
I'm not a person. Look at her. She thinks she's people. What the hell?
This is Gina Darling, one of our favorites.
Yes.
Our favorite of today.
Yes.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
Yay! Steve told me I was the first one, so like, I'll take it. I'll take
it. Yeah. Our favorite of the day. Yep. So far. Crazy. This past hour.
Wait, what is it? What did you say? GTQ or whatever?
ABG?
Yeah,
what
GTQ.
Is that?
So an ABG is it's a term called, it's short for Asian baby girl.
Yes.
And there's a very distinct look. Like, like imagine the cholitas of Asia.
Yes.
Basically. So like super thin eyebrows, blonde hair, dragon tattoos, rich drug dealer boyfriends and long nails and shit. And then it's so funny because like for the longest time I didn't realize that I was one until I made a video about making fun of them.
Oh, I love that.
And then you just got lit up in the comments and I was like, that is you.
No, because then like we start brainstorming a skit and then we put like, oh, what are ABGs? Put them all together and then I realized I checked off like all 90% of the fucking list. And I was like, oh. Shit.
That's like recently our friend Joe, he's like, I don't know if I have ADD. And then he just posted a story. And he's like, I have all 10 of the 10 symptoms.
He just self-diagnosed himself. Yeah. That's great. No, yeah. So we did a video on that. And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm one of those. It's a really weird one of those because I grew up in Northern California with a big community of Vietnamese people, right? Moved to SoCal, and then I lived in Orange County for about 3 years, and that is like the heart of the ABGs.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like, have you ever been to those like really skimpy Vietnamese coffee shops and shit?
No.
Hey, do you guys know about them?
No.
Oh my God.
That's
why
you're here. We need to learn.
Okay, so Vietnamese coffee shops are best known for their waitresses that serve you in bikinis and lingerie.
Wait.
And clear heels.
Oh, David told me about this.
Yeah. So,
they have those?
Yeah, dude. They have those in Orange County. It's huge. Like any big like Vietnamese community would have it.
Why are people all hyped on Hooters? Right? Why are they hyped on Vietnamese cafes?
Yeah, dude. Like they show way more. And they serve like, there's no alcohol or anything, but they serve like fruit juices and smoothies and the best coffees ever because Vietnamese coffee.
Yeah.
And
you're there for the coffee.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And the great conversation.
And the wings.
And the wings. Yeah, exactly. I wish we had wings. But so I worked at one of those for like 6 months when I was like early 20s.
Oh.
Like it was dumb, but holy shit, I made a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, I bet.
Huge amount
on
of
tips?
Money. No, on hourly. They paid me $25 an hour.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. 8 hour days under the table, dude. Like 5 days.
People spending $40 on tea?
Yeah, no, dude, their shit's expensive. That's how they make their money.
Do they kick you out if you're done with your tea? So, like, you just keep ordering tea so you can stare at the girls?
The girls stop sitting with you because they sit and hang out and talk to you for a little bit and do their rounds, right? So, yeah, like a coffee is like $8. So, you know, people just, and smoothies like $12. So people just sit there and they spend money and like they can smoke inside because Asian people are degenerate sometimes.
But like, what are laws?
I know. What's health? Whatever. It's fine. Fuck the baby next to me. And just like, and they have like, we give you like playing cards or Jenga. You can just sit there and you fucking play and just chill all day. And people sit there all day long from like 6 a.m. to like 8 o'clock at night.
Can we make that a day? Like a
dude,
field trip day?
I would love to take you.
I would love to go.
It's crazy.
I just want to experience.
Can I go?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, sorry. That's
yes,
on
but you have to close your eyes.
Oh man.
Yeah, just face the corner.
Yeah.
But there's like, some places that take it a little bit too far.
Mm.
And like they have girls in, like I've seen girls walk around just fucking naked.
Oh
yeah,
God.
Just like, and their tables are like here, and they're standing here. Their vagina's just like right next to you.
Oh
wow.
Yeah, that's too far. Wow. That's too far.
Yeah. Not even body paint or nipple.
And there are nights when they're like, "Oh, we have body paint, but it's like a slap of glitter on the nipple, and that's about it." It's like, all right, well,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Wow, mm-hmm. I never knew about this.
Yeah, people go to Orange County because they love that shit.
See, and that's why I wanted to talk to you today because every time I feel like every time I talk to you, I learn things that I didn't even know existed,
yeah.
Or I learn a new definition of things that mm-hmm. I thought I knew the definition for, such as a swinger party, mm-hmm. which we're going to talk about today. Like, I thought a swinger party, like, first of all, I didn't know anything about them until I was well into adulthood. And then I thought it was just when couples, like, switched with other couples.
That's what I thought, too.
And then mm-hmm. you were informing me that it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about swinger parties
to
start, just to, like, you know, get into a conversation.
Break the back on this thing.
Totally.
Yeah, break the ice. Did you always know about them, or when did you first like decide to start looking into them?
I heard about them a couple years ago. What? I got a burp.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, got it. Sorry, I don't drink water often. It's really weird for me.
Nice.
It's very strange for me.
You should drink.
I feel like I'm at a swinger party with you right now. It was like I was there. Yeah. Like, hang on, I got a burp. Hold on.
It's like,
you're like,
hey,
I'm Gina. Real quick. Oh.
Yeah. Do you want to fuck? Oh, okay. You can burp.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got to turn this way. So I looked into it a couple years ago because I was like, I'm all about this whole like sexual exploration and expression, and just embracing your sexuality kind of thing been going on in the last couple years now. And I was like, this is kind of dope because I have a thing for being watched. Mm. Like voyeurism is my shit.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I like being watched. Like I've always had sex in public. Like when you can get caught. Like the danger of it's so dope.
I love the risk.
Yeah.
I don't think I would actually like to get caught, but I love the risk of getting caught.
Exactly. So or like I like watching other people.
Mm.
So like when I first brought it up to the guy I was dating at the time, I was like, dude, like I don't want to bang other people. Like we don't want to switch or whatever, can we just go and watch? And it was dope. And then we would like bang, and there's people watching. It's fucking awesome. And it's
so
like,
you're just banging in an area, and then there's like people like drinking like cocktails.
How does it work? Walk us through what a swinger party.
Guy dipping chicken nuggets into fucking sauce.
It's actually like, because I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of judgment, mm-hmm. of, like you were saying.
Only judgment,
like
basically.
This sexual revolution that's happening, it's kind of like this new wave of, like, why does this have to be taboo?
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting because just because I have a monogamous relationship, you know, a monogamous relationship and I'm mm-hmm. married and I want to do that, doesn't mean that other people doing whatever they want to do is wrong.
Yeah.
And
it's
I,
like we
and
think
I
cardboard
love,
tastes good.
And yeah. I think most of it is just not not knowing what it's about, like not actually understanding it because you're so just like, ooh, taboo, like all these mm-hmm. degenerates fucking each other.
Yeah.
So walk us through, like, what would a typical swinger party be like?
So what it would be is there's like the weekly ones, It's like a just like a regular nightclub. You go and you check in and it's like, oh, hey, what's
so
up?
So like
and
some then, people do trivia night, you do like
yeah, night. You know. But yeah. Those are more like the lower end ones where you're gonna get like the 60-year-olds. You know, it's just like, oh, hey, Dad, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, but so, if you're 60 there would be out lower there.
End, huh?
Yeah. So wow. It's just like, yeah, I've seen a dude just going at his girl in the same position for like 2 hours straight. And I'm just like, is this going to end anytime soon?
Wow.
Like, it became like a mission for me to watch him finish. I'm like, I need to see this guy breaks through to the other side. You
what's
know?
The chick doing? Is she fucking checking her just, phone?
I would have been because she was just laying there. I'm like, wow, your marriage, like, I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah.
But now I know why you're here. Wow. You know what I mean? Like,
this 2 hours?
Yeah, this dude.
He probably is bragging about his stamina.
Yeah, right?
Probably like, look at it. I've been going 2 hours.
Yeah, but counting. He probably did cocaine for that shit. 2 hours?
Right? I don't know.
And I've seen like one girl that was like blatantly like, dude, you're so fucking hot. Like, holy shit. You're a Russian hooker somewhere. Like, you have to be. Because the dude that she was with was not... It was, you know, like,
yeah,
and like, he was like older, and then
maybe she's into that though.
Who knows? Maybe. Yeah. But then, like, and then they started talking to another couple that was younger, and she was telling him like, "Do you think that maybe we can, like, maybe we can bring him too?" Because obviously this girl's like not satisfied. So like, next thing I know, I'm witnessing a DP. Obviously the fucking old dude's in the back putting in her ass because she can barely feel it, and she's like riding the other dude, the younger dude, and she's like happy. Oh, for once, God. The whole entire night. I was like, Jesus
like, stuff
Christ.
Like this doesn't exist in real life to me.
Yeah, right?
Like, isn't it crazy? My brain is just, like, imploding.
Yeah, that's just pornos.
Right? Yeah, like, I'm like, that exists on the internet and pornos, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Yeah.
But then the more I talk to people, especially in L.A., I'm like, wow, that's just, like, a normal Saturday night for you? That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Right?
I love hearing about it.
And then there's, like, the middle ones where you just, like, you kind of, there's, like, you kind of look around for them online, right? And then they're like, oh, yeah, we have an event on this date this month, like they usually have one like once a month or so. If you sign up, we have to go through an application process. So the regular weekly ones, you don't have to, you just go in, like, pay your shit and just go in, right?
Dang, do they check for STDs or
yeah,
anything?
Do they test?
No, this is up to your discretion. They have condoms everywhere for you, so it's up to you. Like, it's on you.
Wow.
You know, like, we're like, they're just not responsible for that shit. If you're gonna be dumb, be dumb.
Yeah.
it's your fault.
Makes sense.
And then there's like the application process for the middle ones where it's just like, hey, like, send us your Instagram, what you do for a living, why you want to be here, your ID, so we all know that it's you, you know, so they know that it's you. And then like, okay, you've been approved, here's the location, here's the date. And then so for newcomers, they'll have you come in an hour early for like an orientation.
There's a swinger party orientation.
This
is like getting a library card.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah. And they teach you like consent, you know, like, and the best line I heard from them was, don't yuck someone's yum.
Okay, explain.
That's great.
That could be a lot of things.
Like, don't shame someone's kink.
Oh, I see.
I heard that. It was like, the cutest thing. And it was like an 80s theme party. So everyone was dressed up in neon parties. And we're all sitting on these like these fucking giant beanbags and like mattresses.
For your
like,
orientation.
These nice mattresses. Yeah. And then just like all these new people. And like the lights are on. And everyone's just like, oh, you guys are going to fuck later. You know? So you can see everyone clearly. But they teach you like.
It's like a bar in the daytime.
Yeah, it's a bar in the daytime, right? And then
it's like Vegas in the day.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like people aren't supposed to be here right now.
Yeah.
So you don't make eye contact with me. Like, don't fucking look at me. And then, like, you know, they give you like a orientation. They tell you, like, you know, don't shame someone if you see someone in trouble. Like, it's really sweet. The girl is like an elementary school teacher, so the way she taught me, I was like so comfortable.
That's great.
It was really sweet. It's just like the.
What's
you know,
her name, first and last? I would like to know because I have children in the Unified School District.
I don't remember. But like, there's a bar. They don't serve alcohol. This was held in a fucking like karate dojo gym.
Oh,
and
oh,
they so rented it out
a, like a, almost like a cafeteria.
Yeah, they rented
space.
It out, but with a bunch of mirrors because karate dojo, whatever, right? And they didn't have a bar, obviously, so it's BYOB. And then, like,
at least it's BYOB. That's cool. You don't have
to allow alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it's cool, and they have like a little dance area. They had like a dungeon room for all like the BDSM people, like for like the performances in there. And then there's like the playroom where they have like it's like it looked like a what is it? Have you seen the 300 where he has his own like the gold dude has his own like his harem and shit with like sheets like this everywhere.
It's
and,
so
like,
pretty.
It was so pretty.
Like a genie bottle.
Yeah, it looked like a genie bottle inside. And then there's a guy waiting at the door. He's like, they check you to make sure you don't have your phone.
Okay.
Because you're definitely never supposed to have your phone. You have lockers and everything.
Is that so just you won't take pictures or okay?
Yeah, super private.
It's and like you're at a new stand-up set or something that they lock your phones away.
That's true.
So and like you check in all your stuff and whatever, and you just go and find your little corner and you hang out. And then they have like a whole table full of like condoms and lube and napkins and wet wipes and shit that you need. It's pretty dope. And then you have like the higher end, which I just discovered in LA.
Wait. I have a question before we get to the higher end one. So they have like lube and condoms and all this stuff, right? I'm trying to picture in my head. And there's a playroom, and that's like where people decide to, like, if you want to have sex, you play in the playroom.
Yeah.
And then if you want to just watch, you can just like
hang out and watch. Yeah.
Okay. So like, let's say like a couple people have been having sex in there, and then now there's like cum everywhere. Mm-hmm. Do the next people, they just have sex on the cum?
No, people are usually really good with that. They clean it up.
Oh, okay.
They have like sanitary wipes and everything.
Well, okay. Hopefully they have like a little bitch boy who can clean up all the cum for them.
The cum boy? The cum boy
would be good.
Yeah. One of the BDSM slaves.
He's in full leather. You might as well because they're already set
up.
They
already want to be slaves.
That's true.
My friend is a dom and she has had a slave for 2 years and he would just come and clean her apartment naked and he wore a collar and like she would like punish him and stuff, and it wasn't like they never had sex.
Yeah,
he just liked being controlled and punished and stuff.
That's so rad.
And I'm like, can he wear clothes and just come clean her place up?
Yeah, right.
So people yell at him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yell at him just fine. Yeah.
Sure, I'll yell at him. But if he starts to like seem like he's getting off on it, I'm like, hey man, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, apparently it wasn't sexual. Like sometimes he'd have a boner, but like. But they never like did anything sexual.
She's like cleaning the grout from a tile that's giving him a boner or some shit.
Well, no, it's not the grout that's giving him a boner. It's her yelling at him, being like, "You better fucking clean that grout."
Yeah,
and her being like, "Lick it with your tongue because you've been bad and stuff like that."
Oh, I
can never do
like,
that
stuff like that. Me neither.
I'm not a dumb in any way whatsoever in bed. Like, I can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't yell at you. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you okay? I'm so sorry.
Like, can you yell at me?
Especially if you start crying or something.
That's Nikki for sure.
Yeah, right. Like, I can't do that. And also there are terms like, there's rules. It's pretty much universal in every swingers club. No man can go in by himself.
Oh, okay.
Because that gets
Wait, does that mean what I think it means?
It means that as in like you have to go in as a couple. It's like Chuck E. Cheese. You can't come in with a kid.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Not
even trying to be funny. I literally honestly thought that.
No man can go by himself. The woman has to come at the same time. Right? I was like,
wait, what?
You selfish motherfucker.
I know. I was just like, okay, I'm sorry.
I thought you thought it meant that there had to be at least two men inside a chick at once.
Well, no, I was like, wait, so he goes in by himself. So like, it's almost like you have to ask permission or some shit.
Yeah, so there's no entry for men by themselves right?
Got it.
Because it gets rid of the creeps, especially the middle or lower end parties. Couples only, no men, but females by themselves are always welcome. They're called unicorns.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, there's a unicorn here. And it's usually white people. And whenever you're like an Asian or a black person, you come in and everyone's just like,
you're a double unicorn.
You. Yeah, you're like a double unicorn.
Like a Pegasus unicorn. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's nuts. So the only time that I've known of men going in by themselves was the higher end parties. Mm. So I just learned about this party about a month or two ago. We spoke about this in the girl chat. And it's called Sanctum. And the base entry for that is $75,000 a year. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's the shit that Bill Maher's into, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
Like there's been rumors of seeing a bunch of celebrities in there. But apparently it's like one of the super higher end ones. A bunch of celebrities have been in there. The screening process is nuts. Like you have to apply and you have to like pay for whatever. I think the highest one, like a forever membership is $1 million. Like a one-time payment of $1 million. Yeah.
Okay, so like what if you're a member and then are you allowed to bring a guest for free? Is that how it works? Or does the guest also have to be a member?
I don't remember how it works for Sanctum for women. I know that men always have to pay. I don't remember how it works for women. Women, however, even if you were to bring a guest, like if you were to bring Steve, he would have to pay.
Okay.
Like, there's no way that he can actually just go in. I think for one time, it's like $1,500 or something like
$1,500?
What the fuck?
Yeah, but then this is like some fucking like eyes wide shut. Like, these bitches are fine. Like, these are model bitches in there.
Really?
They have a video.
They better be.
Mm-hmm. They have a video.
I'm fucking weighing them if I'm paying that much, dude.
They have a video on their website from their other... like it's not like you don't see any banging in the video, but like it's just to see what the people are like in there. They're dressed so nice with like beautiful masks on, like not your shitty Party City mask. Like,
okay,
nice, you know,
like some designer masks,
right? Yeah. And then like the designer lingerie, and these bitches are fucking fine, dude. Like, damn, they're so beautiful. And so, like, this is what the men pay for. And, like, these are, like, the elites of the elites. And these are, like, once a month. And they've been on the news. With, I think, like, Gwyneth Paltrow is supposed to be a part of their group. Like, she's kind of known to be in that
really?
Group,
really? Yeah. I would have never guessed her.
Like, she's fucking and stuff in there? I guess.
Because she's so, like, all natural and her goop thing.
You know those hippies, man? They're fucking crazy sexual.
She probably has a huge bush, I bet.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I would never yuck her yum.
I would never yuck her yum.
I mean,
use this from now on.
Power. With your power bush. My friend who's a dom, she's actually a super hippie type, too. Mm-hmm. And she just recently grew a power bush, but it was when she gave up doing sexual stuff. Like, she used to do, like, sex parties, and which is, I think, a little different than a swinger party because it's not open for the public. It's, like, special guests or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's just a lot of, like, sex stuff going on. There's, like, toys and swings, and there's a show, so she would be part of the show part of it. And I guess that was, like, her life for, like, 8 years. And then she just, like, went on this like retreat and just wanted to, like, cleanse her soul, and she's
like walked around the forest and fucking, like, bush. Yeah, you know, like did MDMA and shit. Yeah, exactly.
DMT
she
did do DMT. And she's probably done every drug, but she does it carefully, like, where she's not an addict or anything. She just does hallucinogens sometimes, like mushrooms or acid, or
she's an experienced drug
this is the
person.
Most like Los Angeles thing I've ever heard in my life. Sure. Yeah. She probably had toast and avocado this morning.
Probably.
Exactly. For sure.
Yeah. She probably grew it from her garden, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she grew it from her power bush.
She, like, she's like one of, not just like a Los Angeles, like, girl that does green drinks or whatever. She, like, lives more like in the forest and, like, will go camping for months at a time, like, by herself with, like, survival tools and stuff.
She always has a story. She's like, I met a park ranger and fell in love. And you're like, is this fucking real?
And then
bro?
A year later, she found out that he had a baby with some other girl. And
see, really LA loved, shit.
Yeah. This is the most LA shit in the world. Yeah. Just like, that's what LA is.
But you would never guess from, like, talking to her or looking at her that she was, like, a dom or did any of that stuff.
Yeah, you never can.
No.
I think, right? She walked away from all that.
Yeah, but her personality's been the same throughout the entire thing. Like, she just, the only thing that changed was that she stopped doing those activities. Yeah.
It's the quietest people, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the quietest people. And there's this one time I was hanging out with my friends. They're a married couple. And she's like, imagine the most Asian UCLA nerdy girl that has never stepped out of her parents' like rules or anything. Like,
basically my sister.
I was just thinking about your sister.
She's not Asian, but she, I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
She's definitely the bookish, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
The, like, nerdiest nerd you ever, that ever nerded. Yeah.
So imagine that medical
Harry
field.
Harry Potter nerd.
Yeah.
She married a redhead, you know what I'm saying?
And she is a redhead.
Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she had a redhead. Yeah, it's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
She's pure.
So imagine, like, you know, she talks like this, and, you know, I believe in spiritual and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. And then so, you know, I was hanging out with them, and, like, it was a married couple, and we had, like, a barbecue and stuff. And then, like, there's, like, this gorgeous, tall, black woman there. And I was like, wow, you're so fun. Like, you're the most amazing person in the world. And then afterwards, the party was over because I was crashing at their place when I was, like, hanging out with them. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad that you met my mama. Like, she was the first threesome that we've did with a post-op. And I was just like, is that how you say it? Post-op?
Transgender?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it post-op?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of terms.
Sounds like a term.
Yeah. Post-transition?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah. And then I sat there. I was like, what? I'm sorry, what? What did you just say out of your small mouth?
Like, she's wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah,
and
she has,
like,
a turtleneck, glasses,
muumuu, and
stuff. I'm like, what did you say? She goes, yeah. You know, like, I told him that I've always wanted. Like, we went to Thailand first, and, you know, we've always wanted to try, you know, a lady boy and whatever. But, you know, we met her, and, you know, we just, like, love her so much. I'm sitting there. I'm like, you can't just, like, talk about that and then gloss over that, and we just go to dinner. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, yeah. Experimental, you know. And then I walk past their bathroom or their bedroom, and I just see, like, those like a Japanese bondage ropes, and I'm just like, oh my god, what is happening here?
Oh, they just had that out for the cleaning lady to see and shit. Jesus.
Yeah, like an open dungeon.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I would never expect this from you guys.
How did you meet them?
They're, like, good friends, dude. Like, I met them through friends at a bar.
Okay.
And, like, they just took me in, like, immediately. They're like, yeah, if you need a place to stay, just stay. Like, they're both, like, doctors. So there are places like
if you need a place to stay. Dude, when I see your bondage dungeon, bro, and then you're like, you need a place to stay, I'm like, I know what's going on here, dude. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Maybe you will be into it. You
but
know?
They never like
invited you that way.
No,
yeah.
Like,
are you offended? Were you like, hey, I look pretty good tonight?
Why did you never invite me to this?
Right?
Is it not because I'm a beautiful black lady? Like, this is a fun, man. Like, but she, like, it was just like they were just so sweet to me. Like, yeah. From day one, I was like, you do realize that now that I'm in your house, I can rob the shit out of you, right? And yeah. They never cared. I was like, you know what? I love you guys. You guys are the best. And I fucking love them. They're like the best family ever. They have a kid now.
That's awesome.
You know? And I'm like, you guys are fucking rad. I love you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, yeah, that's
awesome. I would Yeah, I would never guess. I guess I'm just so, yeah, I just never really opened myself up to realizing that that's just like out there as like normal kinks that people have. Mm-hmm. It's like you get raised with this whole like, okay, then you meet a person and then you fall in love and yeah. Then you get married and then you have sex and then yeah. And it's like, okay.
Well, that's cool too, right?
Yeah, it's still totally cool. Monogamy is super cool.
And I think I'm like all edgy because I did sex before marriage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is really cool.
Exactly.
I mean, by now all this stuff is going on, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, it's good that you guys had sex before marriage. I made a guy wait 3 months to have sex with me once, and it was the worst fucking idea of my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was the worst fucking
idea. Why'd you make him wait?
No, because I was just like, I'm a fucking angel, you know? Like, I'm so good. And I'm just like,
was this early days?
No, this is early days, okay. Yeah, when Gina was dumb and fucking stupid. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be good. Like, you know, I'm going to tell this guy, I'm going to wait 3 months before we have sex. I want to get to know you as a person, right? And so we got to know each other. We got along just fine. And then we had sex. I was like, we should probably be friends.
Yeah, man.
True.
Yeah, we That's should just probably thing. Stay friends.
Had you had sex before at that point?
Yeah. This was like a new thing for me. Like, I actually gave a shit what people thought.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're like, I'll test out the whole, like, having respect for each other thing.
Yeah. And that was a fucking mistake. Don't ever do that again. That was the worst sex I've ever had in my life.
Never do that. Yeah. I think the only person I made wait was my first boyfriend, who I lost my virginity to. Mm-hmm. Waited a year because I was, like, gonna wait till marriage. And then I was convinced that, like, well, we'd probably get married anyway. And then, like, then after that, I was like, why would I ever wait, because like, because after we broke up, I still was like, well, I mean, I don't want to get married and then the sex not be good after I've already tried sex. So we've talked about that before.
I'm not about that anymore. And I'm also like not like a first night kind of thing, because I feel like that kills my chances also. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
it's the hardest for me to wait. Like our first date, I wanted to fuck so bad. And then I was like, no, I'm a good girl. And then like I kissed.
And then we fucked on the second date.
We did.
What a good girl.
Right? That's
we
a good
did.
Date.
Yeah, I waited to the second
date. Like at this point, now like if I fuck you on the first date, that means I don't respect you. I don't want you around. Like, look, we're just going to bang. Can you leave? Like, I don't want to be your girlfriend.
Dude, and I would say, like, yo, I'm down to fuck. Yeah. But, like, just so you know, like, I'm not interested in a relationship or pursuing things any further. Is that cool? And I'd be like, that's chill. And then, like, do you ever have someone, like, ask if they could spend the night after?
Yeah.
Or, like, cuddle you?
What?
And I'm like, wait, I didn't want any intimacy. Like, this is weird now.
So I know this sounds crazy, but I've only had, like, one night stand.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. Because I realize that I'm not good at those.
Oh,
me too.
As much as I am like so sexual and I love it so much, I can't like let go of people. I guess I can't just like fucking let go of people. So I try, you know, this is one time I was like, you know what, I'm gonna have a one night stand. I'm gonna do this. Like, I've heard about people doing this, I'm doing it. Dated him for a year.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Dude, I was doing an improv show in San Diego. I met this group of girls afterward. They all liked me from the show or whatever. And then this one chick like was honing in on me a little bit, and I was like, okay, cool. And then I ended up having a one night stand totally against my character. Like, I'm not really that kind of guy. And I'm not saying that because I'm such a great guy. I'm just a very like committal kind of guy, and I'm like ride or die as fuck. So I tried to make it into like a thing after, because I just felt so bad that I had done this.
Yeah. So was yours because you got attached, or was it because you felt guilty?
I think we both got attached.
Okay.
He was like, do you want to spend the night? I'm like, no, I'm all right. I'm going to go home. And then afterwards he texted me. I was like, yeah, I want to text him too, you know? And then we just ended up dating for like a fucking year. And then it's just like, this is weird. Like, I'm so bad at this. Like, I try to be a hoe, but then I have feelings.
Yeah, there was only one time where I could be a hoe, because I always thought, oh, I could never have sex with someone unless I had feelings for them and stuff. But then I think my last relationship just broke me, where it disconnected from each other, where sex and love were like completely separate, and I was not ready to love again.
Yeah.
Like, I would get horny as fuck. And so I would just say, like, hey, wanna bang but like not date?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah. And it's so interesting, because I always thought guys would love that.
Yeah.
And it turns out that like most of those guys like wanted to date after. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I told you I didn't want to date. And then they got all butthurt. And, yeah. And then that part I had trouble dealing with because I felt guilty. And then I was like, well, I don't want to date you just because I felt guilty, mm-hmm. which is what Steven ended up doing that girl.
Well, I tried. Yeah. I gave it like one other date-ish thing. And then I was like, I'm fucking out, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God I live in LA. I can use it as a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful excuse. And then I was just like, yo, it's not you. It's me and all the bullshit. Mm-hmm. I basically just read the bullshit off a website.
It's like, not you. It's me.
It's not you. It's me. Oh, hold on.
Oh, hold on. It was like, it's
I got to scroll down. I got to scroll down. It is me. Yeah. Fucking. Brutal.
So now it's
brutal.
Just like, it's like either we're dating or I just don't want to fuck. Like, because I can go forever without fucking. I'm totally
really?
Okay. Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I have a vibrator. It's dope. Oh, like, true. I'm totally okay. You know?
You're
like,
disciplined.
I'm okay, so I need that man weight. You know what I'm talking about? Like, where you feel that man weight. But I always said if they, and then maybe they do have these dolls, but if they had like a sex doll with like, it was weighted,
mm-hmm.
like, and the
and
vibrator.
And whispered
on the,
in your ears at night?
I don't need to whisper. Just like, I just need a weight. Maybe just a sandbag.
It sounds like a pain in the ass to clean, as most sex things sound
like. No, it's because you're only cleaning the bottom part.
That's true.
I just need the weight on the top part.
I get it.
Yeah.
You just put like a shirt on him.
Feel free to steal my invention. I don't need that doll anymore, but I know there's probably people out there that do
for
need
sure.
it.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, like, I'm just out there. I'm very like, it's like, all right, either I'm dating someone or I'm not. I don't really need to have sex. I just have my vibrator and I'm good.
Dude, so, what about, so you when you're in the sex club, have you fucked in a sex club?
Yeah, the person I'm dating. I never fucked like random other people.
But you never fucked no random people.
No.
So you you're into the voyeurism.
I'm in the voyeurism.
And you would go in there and you would go to the playroom with the person that you went with, who was someone you're dating.
Yeah.
And then you guys would have sex and just, you loved the people watching you.
Yeah. Oh, we would literally just have sex, and then after we're done, we just cuddle up and just watch everyone.
See, because so when you awesome. Say sex parties, it makes it sound like you're getting gangbanged in there
and
shit. Yeah,
that's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks so awesome. Shit. Like, this is so awesome. Like, I saw, like, this couple, like, switch off, like, and they were hot. Oh, my God, they were so fucking hot. And he was ramming her, dude. Like, both of them were just ramming him. And it was so awesome. And my dude and I just laying there, like, oh, man. Like, this is, like, the most beautiful thing in the whole entire world.
So it's, like, dope. Live porn.
Yeah. And it was cool because it was, like, people of all kinds. Like, there was, like, lesbians that were, like, I saw, like, these two lesbians that obviously went to Comic-Con every fucking year. And, like.
I've seen them before.
Yeah, you know? Like, they were, like, this cute, like, they were in, like, purple hair and shit. And they were so cute.
Yeah.
Steampunk
was, like,
shit.
Yeah. And then there's, like, these goth guys. And then, like, it was fucking dope. Like, I think for me, I thought it was just so beautiful because it's just, like, all these different kinds of people just tripping down and just being themselves.
Open
and
vulnerable.
Enjoying them. Yeah, you know? And I thought it was so beautiful.
Are there people that aren't there for the beautiful part? And are there to just gangbang?
Yeah,
like hard sex.
Yeah,
huh? Does that ruin the mood for other people?
No,
that are like, there just there to like watch some beautiful thing.
Don't yuck their yum.
Yeah, I mean, because I'd be into watching the hardcore stuff, but then if you're like, if you go from like such a sweet like, oh wow, to like a, oh my god, there's that girl. Is that girl okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be jarring.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty, like, and it's really fun. Like, you just get to see what people are into and stuff. And it's really fun when you spot another Asian person and you just look at each other like,
like, we're the baddest kids.
Fuck yeah, dude. You too. Fuck yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm like proud of him. Like, fuck yeah. Oh my god, there was
like, do a secret handshake.
There was another guy that was in. He was like in the weekly one. So the weekly one has been proven to be very, like, just entertaining in a non-sexy way, right?
Okay.
So there's this guy. Imagine, who am I going to compare this to?
Joaquin Phoenix.
I can't even bring his face in my head right now, but imagine, like, a...
Joe Pantoliano.
Nerdy Asian kid.
Okay.
Right? Nerdy Asian kid, scrawny.
Okay.
Right? Who, like, probably cries when women come near him, right?
Okay. Like, I know that type.
Yeah. You know, like, he probably, like, studied, like, finance in school or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and his parents, like, don't let him go out past whatever. So he was in there with a girl that was, it's like, dude, how do you know this girl, you know?
Yeah.
And
she's like 10 out of 10 and shit?
Yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck? And me and my dude were sitting there like, no fucking way. I think we named him like Billy or something, right? Like, or Kevin Tran or something, right? And this girl was trying so hard to get him to go into playroom, right? And then so he finally went. And at this point, my dude and I are not banging in here.
Yeah.
We're here and we're committed to Billy.
Yeah.
Like, we want to see Billy get down because who knows? This guy's probably fucking laying pipe like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, you better you know? Be. Like, dude, this is people watching 2.0.
Yeah. It's amazing, right? So this dude, like, he refuses to take off his robe, his towel, by the way. So he's just like around like here. And his chest is pretty much concave. Like, he's the tiniest dude in the world. And so she has him sitting in the middle between two girls. And the two girls are, like, making out. And this dude's sitting there with like the most awkward smile on his face. Like it's as if he's at his aunt's fucking funeral. He knows no one, right? He's
oh just my
like,
God.
Oh my God, dude.
That's so
funny. And
it's funny.
The most painful fucking thing. And she's like grabbing his hand and putting it on the other girl's titties. And then he'll be like,
oh shit.
And I'm just sitting there like, come on, Billy, lay some fucking pipe. Let's see the dick.
Did he ever do it?
Schlong. Nope, he failed us.
Wow.
Like, we left upset. I'm like, I want to see Billy schlong.
Want money back.
Yeah, like, it was just like, this dude had no business being here.
Oh, man.
At all.
That's hilarious.
Like, but it's just like, he was just so uncomfortable.
God, that is good people watching.
It's really good people watching.
Yeah, and then the same spot I went, we checked it out like a second time. And like this is like in our early like just trying to learn about places. We didn't know any other places, so we checked in and the second time maybe this is better. And we made friends with the guy at the bar. He just fed us other people's drinks. He was fucking dope. And then we went in and then like I see people like kind of like looking up at the door at the same time and whispering. And I looked up. And I was like, well, what's going on? And I shit you not, dude. Like an Asian couple walked in, but they were like old enough to be my aunt and uncle.
Oh my God.
And they look like they can be my aunt and uncle because they were Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, no. Like, I felt like they just came over for my 8-year-old birthday party or something.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Like, it was really fucking weird. And then, like, and then immediately they made eye contact with me. And I was like, no.
Don't look at the auntie.
Yeah, please don't, you know? And then so we go into the playroom later on. And then fucking aunt and uncle comes over. And I'm just like, fuck. And you know they're coming over to you.
Yeah.
They're making a beeline towards you. And I'm like holding on to my dude. I'm like, please don't. And then the fucking dude, mind you, they were both like 5'4".
Oh,
they were precious.
Cute.
You know? They were so cute. And
I'm like, hey, you want
to
fuck?
And no, he comes up to me, he goes, hey, you want to play? And I was like, fucking Christ, dude. Like this dude literally got off the boat from Vietnam and then went straight to this party.
Oh my God.
Like, and
then straight to you.
And then straight to me. And then I was just like, I'm okay, I'm fine. And then I grabbed my dude, like, we gotta go, dude. We gotta fucking go. But it's like a part of me was like horrified, but so proud at the same time.
I get it.
For you.
You know, because like Asian people are not into the shit, especially older Asian folks. Like, sex is such a taboo thing for them. The fact that they were there, I was like, dude, I am so fucking proud of you and I'm so happy for you
too.
Like,
we escaped communism.
Yeah.
Let's fuck.
You know, like, it was just, it was beautiful to me. Just don't come to me.
Yeah.
Like, stay over there, but I'm proud of you, but just stay over there. You know, like, it was fucking crazy.
And on that note, we are going to take our break, but we will be right back to talk a lot more about orgies and swinger parties. Hope you can wait for that.
What else are you going to listen to?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
All right, we're back. And I want to talk more about the difference between, because we talked a lot about the weekly ones and how they're fun for entertainment. What about the VIP, like sanctum, the upper echelon swinger parties? What are the main differences there? And why would someone pay $75,000 a year for that?
I think it's because the screening process is insane. Like, you have to be, like, as shitty as it sounds, you have to be stunning, like, beautiful to be in there, right?
Dang.
Like, there's no, like...
But what about, like, Dove models? Can they get in?
Stephen Green.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That the fucking new generation
no,
of beauty
or
whatever the fuck's
no,
going on.
No, they can't.
Yeah, good.
They can't.
No, probably not.
Not if I pay $75K.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like, you know, can I go be a runway fashion model? No. And it's not because they don't like me. It's because I'm not the aesthetic that
they can fuck off. You're a runway fashion model.
I am 5'4".
My baby's a runway fashion model, dude. I will make sure of it.
Thank you, honey. You're so sweet. You're very sweet.
No, I'll be like, point me to the, who's the runway fashion model? I'll be like, she's ugly as shit. She's ugly as fucking shit. Look at my wife over here. She's a fucking beautiful specimen. That's the only time I do that shit when it comes to my wife.
You fucking anemic bitch over there.
But if a guy comes up to my wife and I'm at a sex club, I'm like, "You, what the fuck is your problem, dude? Stay the fuck away. She is taken, dude." I can't even keep up with my own logic.
The worst person.
Like, hey, you need to want her. Yeah, everyone
exactly.
Look at her. You
I'm like,
need
look
to want
at her.
Her.
She's fucking beautiful.
Hey, stop looking at her.
Why isn't she a model? Why isn't she a model? You tell me. And then the next minute, yeah, exactly. I'm gonna walk in a conundrum, dude.
This is great. This is I love what goes on in Steve's mind when it comes to Nikki. It's
I'm just territorial about Nikki.
Yeah,
that's
he's
it.
Like a guard dog.
And I'm not even jealous. I will never look through her phone. I've never looked through her emails in my whole life.
Same.
I don't care about that shit. I don't even get jealous of anything.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
He's just territorial. Like,
that's
complete
it.
Trust. But if someone tries to get near me, he's just like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
What the fuck is your fucking damage, dude?
Like, sniffs them out and stuff.
Yeah.
But so for Sanctum, so actually their first event is... Or, I mean, not the first event. Their event is, what was it, tomorrow? I think it's Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go to that, right?
I was supposed to go check it out because I'm working on a brand deal with them. So
with Sanctum?
Yeah.
That's sick.
They have an app. That's a dating app that's coming out.
Everybody got an app.
Yeah, everybody got fucking app. It's fucking awesome. And then so they're like, hey, we want you to promote it. And then he's like, how much do you want us to pay you? And I was like, can I just go check it out? Like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to check it out. He's like, yeah. And the owner is fucking dope. Like, Damon. I think his name is Damon. He's super sweet. And like, he's exactly what you think the owner would be. Cause I got on the phone with him. He's like, hey, you know, I'm just heading down to the beach right now. The sun's about to set. I want to catch a few waves. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. That's you. That's definitely you. But I think the difference is, like, one, the women are stunning. Like, all supermodel everything. Like, you have women in full expensive lingerie bent over on the floor so you can, like, lay your drinks on them and shit. Like,
wow.
It's fucking dope. They have performers, like actual performers, like sex performers in full costume. Everyone's, like, really cool. And it's just, like,
do you need to use a coaster on the chicks or do you just put it
down?
It
does leave a ring on the chicks if you don't use a coaster.
Those are really hard to get out.
It's hard to
get. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, and then, like, I've seen their videos of, like, their promo videos and it's just like, holy crap, this is, like, something out of a movie. Like, instead of, like dirty orgies you see in porn, this is, like, something out of a fucking movie, and it's beautiful.
That's crazy.
I was at a party one time, and there was a chick, and we tried to eat sushi off of her, but I just apologized the whole time.
I did that. that. You really used to be a sushi girl.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to be a sushi girl. It was like the most easiest, like early 20s. Yeah. It was the easiest fucking money you'll ever make.
What if you have an itch on your nose?
We have security guards and like caretakers. And I just tell my caretaker, she was like this fucking like 6 foot big white lady. And she was like the mama.
Yeah.
You know how like the ones with like the big tits. And she'll fuck you up. And she had like a biker wife. Mm-hmm. Like she was the sweetest woman in the world. I fucking loved her. And every time like my nose itches, she's like, I got you, sweetie. And like she'll just like scratch me. She was the best.
Dude, so like people would be eating sushi. You'd be like,
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't want to, especially you, because you're such a pain in the ass. You're like, I got to burp. Like, somebody put a fucking bag over my mouth. People try to eat sushi. It's like, hey, is this yellowtail? And you're like, hey, God, it's like, I got to fucking yak. I was at this party, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm really hungry. I'm going to eat. This,
you're the
but
sweetest.
What's a good place, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, the hip ones are pretty good.
The hip sushi.
Because they were fresher, she said. Yeah. They just put some fresh load on or whatever.
And my thing is like body heat and sushi, though. Like,
I agree.
You're warming up the sushi.
People eat it fast enough. And plus, there's places that specialize in warm rice sushi, and it's so good.
Really?
Like Sugarfish?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, I love
Sugarfish. But you're the kind of people that we like, because I always get the motherfuckers that are just like...
They're just ogling?
No, they're like it's the same shit you hear all the time, right? Yeah. It's like... Oh, I love the sushi, but can we take you to go? And she's like,
that's pretty good. You know, that's classic.
I've had like propositions like, oh, my wife would love you. And I'm like, you're like 1,000 years old, dude. Like, I would break both your hips if I just walked through the door, you know? And there's like, and then there's people, because they separate the food off the body with banana leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, is the leaf available? Or like one guy,
Jesus.
One guy came up. Yeah, right. Like you're literally like, this is fucking. But there's like there's flowers on me, and then the guy comes up. Like, oh, what happens if I blow it off?
Oh God!
Just like, ew! Spat all over the sushi, you dickwad. Like, what are you doing? But there's like nice people like you who are just like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I don't even want to be here.
Does biker chick come over and kick their ass?
Yeah,
after
she's
they do
just
that?
Like, can you not blow on the food? You know, like the usual bullshit questions they ask. Like,
yeah.
That's fine. But if you're going to be creepy, don't be creepy. Don't jab my nipple with your fucking chopstick, dude.
For me, it's just like the type of party that would have a sushi girl, I probably don't want to be at. When I get there, I'm like, oh no. Oh God, it's one of these. Like, you know
what I mean? The only thing I've ever done that comes even close to a party like this, and these are way more wild than I have ever experienced, but we used to go to the Playboy Mansion every week. Have you ever been?
No.
Okay.
Surprisingly,
so,
fucking
yeah,
of all people.
I am surprised about that, because it was, I had never thought of it as a place that I could ever go to, but then my friend was going every week, and I was like, how did you even get into that? And then she's like, oh, I just send them my picture, and she knew all the places to send your picture to, and she was fucking bomb at Photoshop. She would make herself look like a crazy supermodel, and this was before all those apps and stuff. This was back in like 2006-07.
Oh wow.
And so people didn't really use Photoshop unless you were a graphic designer, and so she would Photoshop our pictures and made us look like fucking like Victoria's Secret angels. I was like shocked.
Yeah.
Like I gave her a picture and I'm like, oh, I look kind of chubby in that bathing suit. And she's like, don't worry. And she like full on made me glow and look like I had a six pack and all kinds of shit. And like,
whoa,
so
send me that picture. I want
to
see the picture.
Okay, I'll send it to you. And I'm all like tan and glowy and like dewy and it's amazing. And she changed the background to make it look like a professional photo shoot. I don't even know. She was
amazing.
A whiz at Photoshop.
Yeah.
And she could like, you know, make it consistent. So all her pictures, she looked like a Victoria's Secret angel. But yeah, so they don't check your, like, they don't make sure you match your photo at all. So you send in the photos, and then you send a little letter, and it's like, hey, the gatekeeper's name, I forget her name, but it was like, hey, Joanne, you know, I just wanted to see if I could go to the next party that you guys have. I see Midsummer's just coming up, and my friends are already there, and I just want to go with them and carpool or whatever, and you send a little, no, and like, if not, it's okay, but blah, 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 and you just kind of suck up to them. And then you just wait, and then they sent me an invite. And they're like, yeah, you're invited to Midsummer's, which was one of the bigger ones. Like, there was 4 Hef parties a year.
That was a legendary
one. He would come back.
Midsummer's and then the Halloween one.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Halloween, Midsummer's, and then there was like his birthday and New Year's, I think, or the 4. But yeah, so it's lingerie or less, and you get this invite, and it's all fancy. And then you get there, and like, Yeah, they don't check your photo that you submitted. They just check your name and your ID, and that's it.
Her
and
friend so, gamed the system, dude.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, really. Because that's awesome. Everyone there was fucking gorgeous. Yeah. Like how you're talking about, gorgeous. Tons of celebrities there. At that time, Paris Hilton was there. There was Lindsay Lohan was there. It was like all the people that were in the tabloids at that time were there at the party. A lot of comedians were there. Oddly, and then I being the most naive person ever, I was just like enamored with that. It was the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't really think much else. And then I was like, oh my God, look at all this catered food.
And I was that's
just,
my wife.
I was at the catered table the entire night. Mm-hmm. Between that and the bar, I'd go get a drink and then I'd go back to the catering. And there was like a cheese person and they would like match goat cheese to like honey and they would tell you all about all the different kinds of cheese. And I was just around the food the entire night. Sometimes guys would come up and I'd be like, oh, do you like goat cheese too? Like, I had no idea. Anytime a guy hit on me, just like right over my head. But
I like to think the guy walked away and they're like, oh, what'd she say? And he's like, something about goat cheese.
I
have
no idea. I thought they just wanted to have a conversation. Yeah. Also, when I met the comedian guys there, I was like, I'd be like, oh, I'm a stand-up and I do like, how do I get into your club and blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe we should talk. And they would, of course, get my number. And then they would text me not stand-up things. And then I'd be like, but when do I get to do my set? And they're like, wait, no.
The most naive chick I've ever heard
of. So cute.
I was like 20. Yeah. And then, then the grotto, like, that everyone talks about. It actually, it's not.
It's gross.
It's gross because it, like, makes your hair and makeup melt off your fucking face. And then there's not, I mean, like, there's people fucking there for sure, but not like how people imagine. It's not like just a full-blown orgy going on in there. It's
was
like,
there people fucking, though?
Not when I was there.
Okay.
There's people making out in corners and stuff, but, like, it's mostly just, like, an uncomfortable place to be at in for a long period of time.
Got it.
Most people, like, I have opened a wrong door a time or two, but usually in the game room, there's like, so he has a game room and there's like a bunch of old arcade games, and that's really cool. I would also be playing the arcade games once I got dressed.
Of course you were.
I was so not the type that should have been there, but like, I was in my lingerie and then like be playing my arcade games with my cut plate of cheese. And I definitely.
You're like backing up toilets and you're walking out and saying oopsie. Like, you just sound like a blast.
At the Halloween party, there's a picture of me just full on asleep on a bench.
Of course. That is my wife.
She's the type that goes to the cheese, like, no, I shouldn't. But oh, I'm so bad. Yeah.
That's me at the desserts. Yeah. Dude, the dessert table? Oh my God.
Dude, she would probably never left it.
Yeah, it was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they'd always have like some hot ticket like music artist be playing and stuff. Mm-hmm. The only time I saw some sex going on there where people would do it like in the behind bushes and stuff like that. But not really out in the open like everyone thinks. Mm-hmm. And then I opened a door in the game room before, and there was an orgy going on. I quickly closed it.
Yeah,
yeah. It was with some celebrity, like B-list celebrities and stuff. Yeah. And then I was okay. Close that door, and then I went back to the bar and the cheese place.
I was like you in my early 20s, even up to like my mid 20s ish. I was kind of like, despite being a go-go dancer and all that shit, I was kind of fucking dumb.
Yeah,
like I didn't.
I was naive. You know,
I was like, naive. I didn't do many. Like I didn't do drugs. And
yeah,
shit,
same.
Right? So like I remember like going up to upstairs after a party after doing like my go-go dancing set. I went upstairs. This guy blowing up. I was with my friend. This guy's like blowing up balloons. I was like, oh my God, I fucking love balloons. My friend looks at me. She's like, no, you fucking moron. Jesus Christ, just yanks me out of the room. It's just like, what happened? What happened, you know? Or like when I was younger,
Wait, what were they doing?
What's
blowing up balloons for what?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Naive as
yes!
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not the only one! Yeah. They fill it with this gas that they inhale and they get high.
Like Whippets or whatever? Not Whippets, but the other
one. Oxycontin or something like that.
I have no idea what it's
helium,
called.
Helium, bro. I don't know.
No, not helium.
But it's just like, I was like so excited. She's like, that's not Gina. Just come on, you fucking
that's
moron.
So good.
Just come, yeah.
Be like, oh, can you make me a rhinoceros?
Right, I want to laugh. Yeah, moron, right? But your story about the comedian reminds me of you know how like when you're the hot chick with like in a party, whatever. These no one really takes you seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
So about a month ago, my friends were. So I have a couple friends, or I have a friend who's a DJ. He's a pretty well known DJ, and he had a show in LA. And then my sister's like, I want to go. I'm like, So I didn't know the guy that well at the time. I knew him through Twitter. We just followed each other and just like bullshit back and forth on Twitter. So I tweeted, I was like, yo, like I don't party. my sister wants to see you. Do you mind if I just come? I'll trade Pokemon cards with you or something. I don't fucking know. And then, like, I just want a room to nap in afterwards.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, seriously? I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's fine. Come through. So it was awesome. Like, he got me backstage and we met for the first time. He was rad, right?
That's so cool.
So they went up on stage and I'm standing on the side of the stage, like where they come out from, with my sister, and she's enjoying the show. I'm having the greatest time. I'm not. I'm just like, I want to be home like, right
I
now.
I would rather be sleeping.
You know, like I'd rather be napping. He's like, if you want, you can just take the dressing room and nap. I'm not going to be rude. The dude's before me. I'm not going to take a nap. So we're sitting there and then this girl comes up to me. Bless her heart. Like, I love her now. She's his PR manager.
Uh-huh.
And she looks at me. She goes, so, like, she's like, how'd you get back here? Because we're yelling. We're screaming. The music's so loud. I was like, oh, this is weird. I met him on Twitter. And he got me in, and she goes, so, and I already know what's coming. You kind of fucking know what's coming, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way she looks at me, she's like, so, you think he's the hotter one of the duo, huh? And I was just like, to be honest, dude, I had to Google who the fuck they were before they came. Like, I didn't know what they looked like. I just knew their name. I didn't even know his name. I'm like, who is in this group? You know? And then I was like, to be honest, I have no idea. I'm not about that. And she's like, really? Like, you didn't come here because you thought he was hot? And then I was like, oh, God. So I was like, listen, I know what I look like. I know I look like a whore, but I'm not here to suck dick. Like, honestly, I'm just here because my sister wants to see him, and I really want to take a nap right now. And then this is when I casually slide in. I think I think the reason why he got me in just fine and wasn't bothered by it is because we both work in entertainment. And then she goes, oh, so you work in entertainment? Like, what do you do? I was like, okay, there we go.
I see. Yeah, she had to reclassify you.
So, see, I work in entertainment. She's like, oh, you know, what do you do?
You go from party ho to maybe you do something.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite thing to do in those situations.
But bless her. Like, if she's watching this, I actually love her now. She, like, afterwards, she texts him. She's like, I love her. She's great.
Oh, good.
She's a really cool girl. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. She just prejudges quite a bit.
Happens. Especially if she's probably used to seeing.
Yeah. Which I understand. You know. Like, I totally understand. I get it. But I was like, I want to lay it out there. I'm not here to suck dick tonight. Like, I'm good. You know?
Well, despite what I look
like. Yeah, despite what I look like. You
know? Like, I'm single and I can go forever without
fucking. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm asexual.
I go to orgies to watch, bitch.
I'm here for the visuals, the articles, not the, you know, I don't care about the sex. It's fine.
Here for the hot wings. Yeah. My favorite thing to do when that used to happen is I would pretend like I had no, I wasn't associated with the entertainment industry at all. Because everyone expects you to be like, oh, so why'd you move to LA for? You know, like, you an actor, you a model, or whatever, you know, whatever the fuck. And I would always be like, oh, I'm studying physics right now. And I would talk about aerodynamics and stuff. And I would just bullshit. I have no idea any of those subjects. Yeah. Like, I don't even know bullet points, like, to fake it if I was talking to a physicist. But they would eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, I would just bullshit.
Stephen Hawking's created
Tesla. How airplanes work and stuff. And, like, they would totally be like, dude, that's crazy. Like,
actually, the lift comes from the wheels. Yeah. And they're like, I'll be damned. Wow. Shit.
Be like, well, you need the thermodynamic forces of the centripetal. Like, I just fucking throw in buzzwords.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was fun. And then afterwards, like, if they asked me for a number, I'd be like, oh, no, sorry, I don't date. I'm too busy with science.
Yeah. When I'm at, like, a YouTube douchebag party, people come up to me and they're like, hey, so what do you do or whatever? Like, you have a channel? My favorite thing to do is I'm like, yeah, actually, I just hit 100 subscribers. I'm so excited. And then I'm not even kidding. I had one guy, he was like Hollywood douchebaggish kind of dude.
And at that point, you had like a million something.
Yeah, right? I had a million something or whatever. And then, so I was like, it's awesome. I just hit 100. And he literally just turned around and walked away.
Oh, my God.
Like, couldn't be more transparent about what he was there for.
Yeah. He was talking you up for a while. He was talking up his channel.
His thing. For a sec.
Yeah.
Jesus, and then asked me mine, and then it was
That's insane.
Over.
Yeah, oh, pretty. God. I haven't been to one of those. But you know the parties we always go to are the beauty influencer parties? Where you actually see the makeup artists in real life, like all those girls online.
Yeah.
A lot of them are terrifying in real life.
Yeah, they are. Well, sometimes, because you know they put all of those beauty filters and stuff on when they're filming their video.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've watched a video where then they take it to vlog form where they're like, oh, let me just show my roommate really quick. And when they change it to that vlog camera, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
My God, you could see just layers of cake and stuff. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It looks phenomenal in the lighting with the beauty filter, but then when they go to a regular mode, it's like, Whoa.
Dude, like, not even only that, but, like, their fillers. Like, dude, your face is going to explode.
That's another thing I was so naive about. I did not know.
You guys are fucking ripping these bitches up.
No. I'm not. It's not even that.
I love it.
No, it's not even that they're ugly. It's just that it's so much makeup, and you can't see any pores when they do it on the beauty filter.
Yeah, for sure.
But then when they move it, it's like, whoa, you can just see layers of, like, makeup. It's crazy.
Dude, it's not even that. Like, the fillers freak me out because, like, their upper lip is so big to the point where I think they would suffocate their fucking nostrils if they just fucking just puckered up.
Yeah,
really
what
hard.
Is with
like,
that?
It's nuts. Like, I can feel like every girl that I know gets fillers done.
I don't.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking
I was
lucky
so
bitch.
Naive about this. Yeah. I actually want to do an episode on Should They Don't Tell You About Cosmetic Procedures.
Dude,
because
I have some on right now.
What do you have?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Because, like, in my head, everyone just does everything that I do. Like,
yeah.
I've never had hair extensions. I was shocked that almost everybody I know has worn hair extensions. Mm-hmm. I don't wear false eyelashes, mm-hmm. and everyone's like,
oh, well, your
what?
Eyelashes are fucking, like, inhuman.
Thank
like,
you.
Yeah,
insane.
Thick,
I was going to say inhuman.
But
I don't
know
how that makes sense.
Big,
I just,
big boys.
So I basically have taken everyone at face value forever. Like,
yeah.
If that's how you look like, that's what you were born like.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea how
well,
much.
Well, then it could be, like, a thing, and all the girls are going around the table, and it's like, everyone's got work done. Everybody's got work done.
I'm like,
and then Nikki's like, ha, ha, ha. She just doesn't know how to join the conversation.
She's like, I had braces for 2 years.
That counts, right?
Yeah, my teeth aren't this straight.
Yeah.
I have very light fillers in right now.
For
you
where?
Can't really tell.
You can't tell at all.
I have some
in
on
your,
my cheeks.
In your, oh.
Whoa.
Like, it just brought up my cheeks a little bit.
What do they That's inject in there, man?
It's Voluma. I don't remember what it's made of exactly, but like,
see, that's great. It looks natural. Like,
yeah.
You just look like a person.
I have my chin. Like, you can't even tell.
No. Maybe she's
right
born
right
with
here.
It.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's injections. But yeah, like, I like to get them small. Like, you know, it's just like, and it's kind of fun now because it's like, I grew up, I was like, oh my God, like, whoa. Like, and you see all like the middle-aged housewives and
yeah,
they
yeah.
love like getting Botox parties and shit. And like, I'm at that age where
only
I'm,
in
like,
LA.
Yeah, right? And I'm just
maybe
like,
New York too.
This is kind of fucking dope. Like, this is kind of cool. Like, I can go in and come out with a whole new face if I wanted to.
See, I told you like your 30s. You just wait.
It's actually pretty fun. Like,
yeah.
So far it's pretty fun. Like, I can't wait to turn 30 now
yeah.
at this point. But it's like, like, I've come in, they're like, what do you want? I'm like, I can go for a whole new nose if I wanted to. But it's just,
yeah,
yeah.
No, people do, and I have no idea. Like,
mm-hmm.
like everyone's just like, just knows.
Yeah.
And they can see it in other people, too, whereas I don't have
if
the radar.
They're done strangely weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people that we know have gotten it done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
But you don't know that.
I don't.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
I mean,
yeah.
I know some people, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You got a boob
well,
job. There's no way
better.
You didn't get
yeah.
a boob
like,
job.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like little tweaks here and there. People can't really tell. But there are some people who can tell, especially like medical practice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I went to my dentist and he opened the door. He goes, you got something done. I was like, what?
As soon as he saw you?
As soon as he saw. I fucking love this guy. The guy's a fucking moron. I love him. But he's like, yeah, your cheek's done. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, how did you know? He goes, come on, dude. Like, yeah, I'm a dentist in Beverly Hills. Of course I know, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
But a lot of people that we know have gotten work done. It's just like, we're not very, like, oh, well, I'm open about it. I don't really give a
shit.
Right. But, like,
no, I love how open you are about it because there's only a few people that I know that are open about it.
Mm-hmm.
And from their conversations, they're like, everybody's got work done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started asking around and people are like, yeah, on the DL, like,
yeah.
I go every week.
But then
and
that, they're
done.
Reinforcing
like,
the stigma, dude. I'm like, who gives
Whoa.
A shit if
yeah.
you got work done? I don't
exactly.
understand.
People used to care about boob jobs. Nobody really gives a shit anymore.
Nobody
it just
cares
takes
about boob
a while
jobs.
To get there, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I like people, are, and I always get comments
do you do
like,
Botox?
I have Botox on my forehead right now.
Yeah.
Because, so Botox, what they do is it
prevents
does,
you from getting wrinkles,
yeah.
right?
And I noticed that I needed to get it done there because I furrow my brows a lot. I'm constantly angry for some reason. And
see, when you concentrate, right?
Yeah.
I concentrate with that, yeah.
So when I started streaming video games, I'm concentrating the whole time.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck, I can't do that. My brows are going to fucking, I'm going to get this big wrinkle.
Yeah.
So right now I have Botox in me. It froze my brows there. So I can't look angry anymore. I can look slightly skeptical.
I feel like
you
I see that
scowl.
Face a lot.
No, yeah.
So good
yeah.
for them
You're
for
dubious.
Preventing your,
It's
right?
a dubious look.
Yeah, right? Shout out to Beauty Bar. I love you. Thank you for giving me my skeptical face. Like,
Wait,
I'm not angry anymore.
Is that the most you can go? Are you trying right now?
If
oh
you,
my God!
If
yeah,
you can't watch
crazy.
The podcast, she's furrowing, but not
she's
well.
She's trying her hardest to furrow.
Yeah,
yeah no
like,
anger.
Here's a furrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nikki's got that furrow going.
Skepticism is
and
what
my
it
furrow.
Is. Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because oh, yeah.
I get, like, it looked very distinguished when
thank
you do that.
I also look like an asshole cop in an 80s show.
Yeah.
Wait, you gotta do the mouth thing.
Like, hey, yeah. You know how fast you guys were driving today? Like, that kind of shit, you know? So when you're, let me ask you real quick to dive back into orgy stuff.
Okay,
yes, let's dive back into orgies.
What's the craziest shit you saw at an orgy?
I haven't been enough. I've only been to like three. Of those swinger parties to actually be like, I can't really tell you that many. Those are the stories that I know. I've seen Billy, the little awkward Asian kid.
Yes.
My aunt and uncle. Kid. Yeah, Jack Mall. Yeah. My aunt and uncle, dude that pumped for like 2 hours. And then when he was done, he walked past me and I looked over at his wiener. I was like, oh, okay, that's why.
And, oh, wait, why? Because he.
Was... Oh, dude, that was.
Yeah, he had.
I actually felt bad for his wife. I was just like, oh, God bless you. You know, like.
Oh, because it wasn't very good. Oh.
No, and it was just like, it was like robotic. I was like, wow, I would kill myself.
Yay.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Ouchies.
She's like, oh, please just let someone watch so I have something to look at.
Yeah, like just something, dude. Like
that'll spice it up.
If I were her, I'd put on a fucking YouTube video or something.
You know, before I knew that there was a such thing as good sex, because I just thought all sex was the same until like you actually have like good sex. Mm-hmm. I really would just like go through my grocery list, like go through my to-do list, like figure out chores and stuff that I still need to get done. And like I did not think that sex was that big of a deal until you get that good stuff going and then you're like, oh shit, I need this now.
I've had a couple like that before where I was just like, I really like, I remember distinctively thinking while I was just like, he was in it from behind, I'm just like on the bed. I remember thinking I was like, man, I really gotta text my girlfriend and tell her about how terrible this is right now. Yeah,
like, mine's like not even related to the sex. I'm like so not present. I'm like, oh, I gotta text my girlfriend that I still have her sweater and like I accidentally spilled on it. Oh, maybe I can wash it and take it to the dry cleaner first. She won't notice. Maybe she would notice. I'll pay for it. It'll be fine.
Like, you know what the root?
See, and you know when a guy's not in it because it's like, wait, what happened? You know what I mean?
No.
When the guy's not into it, you immediately know.
Feel it.
Yeah.
I remember. I think one of the worst I've ever had was like routine sex. Have you ever had routine sex?
Yeah.
There's a guy that I knew that like could not get hard unless I blew him first. So every time we had sex, I had to blow him first. There was no space for like spontaneity, just like, hey, let's go fuck in the bush. Like I would have to blow him first,
like completely all the way.
No, just like just to get it hard.
Okay.
And then
I think that's very polite.
Yeah, thank you. But
we like doing that as foreplay, but not like, I mean,
but every
time
it was
never like a discussed requirement.
That means you would have to initiate every time to get him hard.
Dang.
As in he would never come over and just eat your ass. Like you just have to go over there and be like, all right, well, I want some sex. I have to suck dick.
He has never eaten my ass.
Oh, really?
What a rude gentleman.
I know.
Yeah, you know, different strokes.
I would do it. It's just like, I don't know, if I was in a jacuzzi or some shit. I don't know.
In a jacuzzi?
Only in a jacuzzi. Hold your breath?
Yeah, you can go down there scuba diving. Suck air out
of
your butt.
I would do it if she was like, hey, we're good to go tonight for ass eating. I'd be like, all right, chill, I'll try it out.
Yeah.
So, I don't want you to eat my ass.
I didn't think
just
you did.
Just for the record.
But I'm down. For the record, I'm down.
Yeah, thank you. Try everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just try everything.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, who knows? You know, we've been married for 2 years. And maybe we'll get there.
I want to sit on her face, though.
Oh, I know a lot of guys that want to do that. Yeah. Like, but anyway, so it was just like, and it was very robotic. Or, I mean, it was very routine, as in, so after blowing, getting hard, it's submissionary.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, like, the sex is so boring. I might as well be fucking clutching a Bible and looking at the American flag.
You know what's weird is because I was always against missionary, but then. Dicks are different.
Yeah, some
and like
great
missionary. We love missionary.
We
and this is the first time ever
because his dick's huge, right?
Yeah,
and huge
like
dick's
one of the only ways that
military. What is it? Missionary.
Yeah. That's like I need it first,
military
like as a warm up.
When you're both army crawling on each other. I'll show you later.
Okay. Yeah. You'll show her.
I'll show her a picture.
Maybe at the playroom.
But like, imagine, and then like, if we're feeling wild that night, we're fucking feeling crazy, if we turn off HGTV every fucking night,
hey, we love HGTV. Yeah. Sounds like our night.
You're describing us. She blows me every time we do missionary.
Yeah, and we watch HGTV. We watch House Hunters
all the time.
It like gets us in the mood, and we're like, look at those houses.
And if we're feeling crazy, we do doggy style, and that's the end of the night. And then, like, this is a guy that I was with for a while, and we were going to get married. He told me, he's like, I think I'm ready to, you know, go buy that ring. And instead of, like, hearing that and feeling happy, I was just like, oh, my God.
Dread.
Just dread. I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I kind of, like, tried to, like, just tell myself, like, you know, Well, I mean, like, not all couples have sex all the time forever anyway, so I can. You
know, that's what oh my God, I went through the same exact thing. Boring ass sex, like boring sex, the guy that I would like go through my freaking grocery list with. Mm-hmm. And we were together for many years, and then, but the sex got less and less, and like I really didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And like I knew he was gonna propose on our 5-year anniversary. Uh-huh. And so I broke up with him like one day before.
Oh. Sometimes you have to, dude.
Because when I was picturing, I did the same thing as you, because we talked about getting married. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, sex isn't... I hear that people don't really have sex in marriage.
Yeah, so anyway, if you just hold out for a little bit.
Yeah, and he's really nice. Sex, like, he matches in every other way. Same, you know? Yeah. So it's like, am I going to find another guy like that? Yeah. Like, shouldn't I just, like, cut my losses, you know? And be like, okay, yeah, sure, we'll settle on that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was me, too.
So glad that when I was finally over, and I was like, man, I should be really sad right now because he was like my best friend, but mm-hmm. I'm like so happy that I don't have to spend forever.
Yeah, same. Okay. Like it just felt so much better. And then he ended up dating a girl that looks exactly like me. It was really creepy.
Oh. So do I.
Oh my God, did we date the same person? That's crazy. Yeah. Really? Yeah, it was crazy.
We just switched.
I was talking to Gio and Tiff, and then like we were all at JK News one day, and then like I was like, because I don't remember who it was, but they sent me a photo of the new girl.
Yeah.
Oh, because my stepmom still followed him.
Okay.
Because my mom, she's fucking awesome. She keeps tab of whatever guy I'm dating. And I asked you and Tiff, and I was like, did you see who so-and-so is dating now? And they're like, yeah, you mean you? I was like, I'm not the only one, right? I've had random fans message me and be like, hey, this girl looks like you, and send me her profile.
Oh,
I'm
just my
like,
God.
This is really fucking weird.
Wow.
Like, God bless them. I hope they're happy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I'm sure they're both really sweet people. He was a great person, but that was really weird.
Mine didn't look exactly like me like that, but that's crazy.
Super crazy, right? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Gina, for coming on today. We love having you. Please come back again.
Absolutely.
We do a thing at the end called final thoughts.
Okay.
And so it's just like what your final thought out of everything we talked about was.
My final thought would be embrace your sexuality, man.
Like, I love
just
that.
Do what you want to do without hurting other people, of course.
Mine is don't yuck other people's yums.
Yuck someone else's yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you guys take that to heart and use that from now on.
I will.
Mm-hmm. In all aspects of your life.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'll try, but I'm kind of a yucker.
Yeah, he is a yucker.
It depends. Well, it depends.
He's
it depends.
A yuck immediately, and then maybe he'll convert.
And I'll warm up later.
Yeah.
He'll yuck a little bit.
Actually, the taste grew in me.
Yeah. I yuck behind the scenes. I'll never yuck you to your face.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I'll yuck a lot behind the scenes.
I'll yuck to people's faces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a lot of things. I'm like, I just think I have enough friends right now. I don't need new friends. And it's like new experiences. I'm like, I have a lot of great experiences right now. I don't need new experiences, Rich, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Gina, where can they find you?
Oh, right. If you guys want to check me out, I stream video games 5 days a week on facebook.com/iHeartGina. And you can also follow me on all my other social medias at Miss Gina Darling, M-I-S-S Gina, Gina like Gina, G-I-N-A, Darling.
Damn, Gina.
Damn, Gina. Like, damn, Gina. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, subscribe, rate us, and we will see you next
and
week.
And rate us well. It helps a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys.
We love you.
I want to come back.
Yes.
Please come back.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this
when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.